Hi, I'm Kendra Fleming, the director of children's ministry and most importantly, the mother of four children. My oldest two daughters are teenagers and my youngest son and daughter are really not too far behind them. I can honestly remember like it was yesterday when they were babies. I know that everyone is telling you these early days will pass in the blink of an eye, and I'm here to tell you that it's true. Before you know it, you will be looking eye to eye with your teenage son or daughter just like I am now and wondering, where did the time go? My hope is through this last talk to get you thinking about some concrete ideas of how you can intentionally parent your child with the end in mind. You see, there are no guarantees, and your child will make mistakes, and you will make mistakes. God promises us in Proverbs that if you train up your child in the way that they should go, that when they are old, they will not depart from it. The reality is that what your child grows up to value in life and who they become in the future is no accident. You see, if you find yourself arguing with a very disrespectful 15-year-old one day, it really shouldn't come as a surprise if you haven't put a high value on respect from the beginning. That doesn't mean that you will never argue or that you will never have to correct the actions of your teenagers, but it does mean that it will be much, much easier to correct them when they have already learned at a young age, for example, the value of respect. So, there are two very practical things that I would like to ask you to consider. The first one is to get into a discussion with your spouse about what they really value in life. You know, what are those really important lessons that you want to make sure that you pass on to your child? I would encourage you to get real with each other and remember that your child will learn a lot more through your actions than they ever will through your words. I know that that's been one of the most sobering aspects of parenting for me. You see, if I want my child to have a generous heart, and yet I personally have a hard time giving of my time or giving of my money to help others, then the reality of my life does not really teach my child to have a generous heart. And my actions are going to trump my words every single time. So think about it and talk about it together. Many things will make your initial list. Maybe hard work, maybe honesty, maybe compassion for others. There are lots of things that you are going to teach your child in this lifetime. But taking the time to talk about it and to prioritize your top five is a great exercise that will get you talking and will encourage the two of you to get on the same page. The reason I think it's important for you to start talking about these things right now is because you will parent more intentionally when you have already decided together what matters most to you. Remember, the greatest impact that you can have on your child will come from your consistent actions in life. And my hope is instead of these early years being a blur that just pass so quickly and you find yourself suddenly face to face with a teenager, knowing that your time with them is quickly slipping away, that you would actually be able to look back and know that you did your best to parent your kids from the beginning with a very specific goal in mind. The next thing that I would like for you to think about is, what are the consistent habits going to be in your home that will help you teach your child what matters most to you? What are you going to do every day to prepare them for tomorrow? The truth is that there are very few one-time big events that will have a big impact on your child. I honestly believe that the little things that you do every day communicate in the biggest way what you believe in and what you value in life. For instance, if your hope is that your child would trust God with every aspect of his life, and yet you never talk about this with him, or you leave that aspect of faith in the hands of the church, I promise you that you will not be nearly as effective as you would be if from the very beginning you put in place the habit of tucking your child into bed and praying with them every night and showing them through your prayer and reliance on God every single day what it looks like to trust God with your life. Or if you decide that you value open and honest communication with your child, and you don't create consistent opportunities from the very beginning to listen and to talk to your child every single day, then you really can't hope for that kind of communication with your teenager. Or if you hope that your family will be able to share their struggles and encourage each other as they grow through life, but you haven't created the habit of family time together through consistent meals or outings or trips, where you are all talking, you're all listening, and where you as parents are modeling what great relationships look like, then you really can't hope that your child will one day value this kind of close family relationship. So here's my challenge to you. Make time to sit with your spouse and make a list of your top five values and two habits that you're going to put in place in your home right now from the beginning. You might think that this little baby is too young to understand, but I promise you that starting today with the habit of praying together, or maybe planning a monthly date night, or maybe family meals every night together, those kind of things will have an incredible impact on your child in the future. Okay, so after you make your list, I want you to put it somewhere that you can pull it out easily every year on your child's birthday. And every year, I challenge you to evaluate how you're doing and see what you would add or change from your list. As your child grows, some of what's important to you now at this stage of life will be different. And as they are older, you will want to add in new habits for your family. The important thing is that you're talking about it, that time is not just passing you by, but that you have a plan. There's no such thing as a perfect parent, and there are many things that I wish I could go back and do over again. I still have so much to learn. But as I finish up talking to you today, here's my hope for you, because it is the same hope I have for my own family. I pray that when the day comes that you are helping your child pack for college, or walking your daughter down the aisle on her wedding day, or maybe even holding your grandchild for the very first time, that you would be able to look back and know that from the very beginning, you intentionally taught your child what matters most in this life.